Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit
when you book at AU.com. Then get a ready-for-you alert the second your room is ready. Because at La Quinta, winners don't wait for rooms. Rooms wait for winners. Book your next stay at LQ.com and know exactly when to check in. Then enjoy sliding headfirst and pillow-top bed sooner than you think. For faster check-in, book now at LQ.com.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Freestyle and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how you pay.
When you make the switch to Pennzoil Synthetics, you're making the switch to next level performance. You're making the switch to the modern synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. You're making the switch to the same technology that won the Daytona and Indy 500 in the same year. You're making the switch to motor oil that's changing the game. Pennzoil Synthetics. Stop by your local Advance Auto Parts store today to make the switch and let performance speak for itself.
The IE is much more than just the office that's in charge of the elections and more than the credential that allows you to vote and identify yourself. The INE also exists to guarantee your political electoral rights and to defend everyone's power no matter the age. It's also a place for your opinion to be heard, to promote dialogue, tolerance, and respect, and to discover and share your citizen power. With you, Mexico is more. Join National Electoral Institute, INE.
In Mexico, they are committed to the care of their forests, which are the lungs of the planet. When you plant a tree, you protect the present and the future of many generations. Plant your future. National Reforesting Campaign 2016. National Forest Committee. Secretary of Environment and Natural Resources. Government of the Republic. This program is public, unrelated to any political party, and shall not be used for purposes other than stated in the program.
The views and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is a show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your biz can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Brent Hoyes, is in the house. Welcome.
Good morning. Looking to repeat offend.
I'm always offending. Or maybe it's offensive. They say that I am. I will get into that. Let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. You can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebration time, and yes, it is. I can get myself and others in trouble all the time. It's always wonderful when you have the control of the mics, when you say things like, Brent, I don't want to cause you any problems, buddy.
Uh-oh.
But today is National Girlfriends Day.
I have a girlfriend.
There you go. So make sure all of your girlfriends understand. Oh, no, or the one.
One girlfriend.
There you go. Yes, you got to make sure we celebrate the girlfriends, obviously. But you know how you celebrate today? A little bit of National Raspberry Cream Pie.
Beautiful.
National Raspberry Cream Pie Day as well.
I wonder if they coordinated that with National Raspberry Cream Pie, National Girlfriend Day.
Might have been. Could have been.
There's a marketer there somewhere.
There's marketing in there somewhere. It's a little bit of fun. Hope everyone had a great weekend this past weekend. I'm watching the news for you. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's down to 18,400 oil. Wow. You know, I didn't go on. I think it's Gas Buddy that Steve told me about. I didn't go on there. I went over to Costco this weekend. I was in shock. I paid $2.19 a gallon. Holy cow.
More money, more money, more money.
Yeah, that was a pretty nice surprise seeing gas that inexpensive for a change. Yeah, getting that $2.19 a gallon. Yeah, I filled it up a little bit and enjoyed. How are you saving money? Are you saving money on gas? I know the national average is – I've never seen that. I thought it had to have been a mistake because – I'm looking at the national average at 213.2 and California state average 272.7. So I was pretty surprised at 219. I wonder what it is today. I wonder if they make a mistake. It's been known to happen every once in a while. Moving right along, seeing some talk about mistake. This could be a very interesting one. And obviously, I don't know, Brent, I don't know if you've gotten in on this one at all. This is a might be near and dear to your heart, the issue that Tesla, I know your buddies over there at Tesla, they're going to go through with this buyout of Solar City.
Yes.
You know, I just kind of wonder about that one. Obviously, there is a little inside issues going on, being that Solar City owned, or the majority of it owned and controlled by Mr. Musk's relatives, and now the deal coming down to a price where they're just taking it over for the exact stock value, no premium in there at all. So why do you buy a company like that that has no premium? Maybe it's just because the stockholders are not watching. I don't know. And I'm going to share with you, I've talked about this in the past, not that I have anything against Solar City, but just in doing a little homework on it, seen a couple of better options for people where you can get more of the rebate money, maybe do a little bit more shopping. And when you're talking with Solar City, again, if you're looking to put solar on your house, no problem with that at all. I think it's a great option as the final option. Do not put solar on your house until you've done all the other benefits first. Why do I say do everything else first? Like windows, doors, it's a big one. The exterior doors, replacing those has as much or more benefit than windows. Ducting, insulation, radiant barrier, all of those items, you do all of those first. Maybe even look after you've done windows, again, that's not on the highest end. Doors, ducting, insulation, then you look at windows, then you look at your AC system. After you've done those, in this order, you got to do it in the order I'm telling you. Why? Because you find out that maybe you don't need as big an air conditioner as you have right now if you bring your house up to current conditions, current standards for exterior doors, windows, ducting, insulation, get a smaller air conditioner. You don't need as much. Then, after you get the smaller air conditioner, then you need less solar panels. So you're spending less money. That's the whole concept right here. And then I would suggest, my personal opinion, had great, great results with this, contacting Chris over at US Green Builders and talking to him about solutions, options, and an order to do all of this in, and save your family a bunch of money. So just a thought right there. If you want, again, I don't work for US Solar or US Green Builders. I don't work for Solar City. You know, I work for those financing companies that will help you. Maybe you won't even have any payments on your project until December of 2017, but you get to start saving money right now. I don't work for any of these people. So here's the issue. If you want me to introduce you, just let me know. I'd be happy to make that introduction. Institute for Supply Management came out with their factory activity, fell to 6 in July. Economists expected that to go up to 53. That's not a good number in our economy right now. Why do I bring that one up? Well, it's because the all-important jobs number comes out on Friday, and we're expecting about 170,000 new jobs. And you remember the way our government defines a new job: 1 hour of work for pay. That's a new job. That's all they need is 1 hour of work for pay. Now, Thursday, they'll probably tell us another 250,000 people lost their job, but the government only counts new jobs. They don't count net new jobs. That would make numbers too realistic for the average person, so they don't show that number. Just sharing that with you. Amazing how they work these numbers. Once again, I share with you, and one of the things I want to bring out again, I do this a lot with you, is I'm looking right here, right now, at the U.S. 10-year Treasury. It's up a little bit today. The yield is up. That means the prices are down. I'm going to suggest we're still heading in a downward motion. But 1.48 is the yield on the U.S. 10-year Treasury. Remember that number, 1.48. Because if you remember, we talk about this. You add 1.76 to get where we should be on the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. So we're right now in the mid threes on a 30-year fixed rate. If you're doing an FHA loan, it's in the very, very low threes. VA loans, very low threes, but mid threes for most people. So think about this. If you are one of those folks that have a car loan and you're paying 5, 6, 7, 9% interest on your car, if you've got student loan debt, you're paying 6, 7, 8% on student loans. If you have got credit card debt, and you're paying 20, 25, 30%. Maybe you just bought a computer, furniture, and you've got all of these different issues, yet you've got home equity. Let me ask you this question. Why aren't you using that home equity to save money? You see, if you can refinance your home in the low to mid threes and use that money to pay off cars, student loan, credit cards, any other debt that you might have, don't you think it makes sense? Now, the biggest concern I have is, well, Ron, you're going to take a 4-year car loan and make it into a 30-year home loan. Well, it is a 30-year home loan because I'm not a fan of the 15-year loan. I don't mind if you want to pay off your house early, especially if you're an elder person. That's when the time is right, maybe, to pay off your house early. But here's the issue. I don't want you to – you're trying to increase your wealth. So why in the world, if you're trying to increase wealth, would you be going out there and leaving unused equity? You're going out work hard every day, but you've got equity that you're not making work for you. We'll talk more about that. But pay off the debt, and you can even make a higher payment on your house so you can cut down the time frame in which you're paying off your property and not send extra money to the banks. Do you really understand that Chase, you know, they're a good company. I don't have any problem with them. But they make a lot of money because you're paying interest. Citibank, you pay interest. Wells Fargo, you pay interest. Cut down the interest. Minimize those payments.
unlock the savings you have in your real estate, pay off that debt. Don't build it back up again. Pay it off. Make larger payments on the mortgage and save money. If you don't understand this whole thing, it's hard to explain in 2 minutes. Call me, 800-306-1990. I will share that information with you because you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, Brent Humphries is going to talk about the litigious society we have and how you might spare yourself some attorney's fees doing real estate the right way. We'll talk about it. Why you should hire a real estate professional when buying a home. 5 ways to pay for college. Nearly a quarter of seniors regret this Social Security business decision. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime on our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the video replay will be on Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
House, in the middle of a street.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investment? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get what they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 2137, and DR number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission. Lending partners will give a credit at closing. The title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what we'll do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home Financial with local and digital expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Back to Ron Solutions, tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Real time real estate segment today being brought to you by
area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you. They will have a conversation about your property. There are differences, right? I learned one just a few months ago. It was really fascinating to me that there's a difference between being on the wrong side or the correct side of the fairway on a golf course. Difference in property value. So think about that concept. Those online services, I don't think that's one of the things that goes into their algorithm is whether you're on the proper side of the golf course or not. That's why you need to have a conversation with somebody that does understand what's going on, and it's free. All you need to do is text PEAR, P-E-A-R, 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you. So that is just one reason. I posted this early this morning, why you should hire a real estate professional when selling or buying a home. Obviously, you need an expert guide if you're traveling. But would you travel to Mount Everest without a guide? Probably not. I don't know if you watched it. Brent, you were out in 5,000 feet, no parachute.
That's not right.
And landed successfully. They had this massive net they put up, and he landed right on this net and totally safe. Very.
This was planned?
It was planned.
Okay.
Well, either that or they had a net there just by chance. But
was Annette his wife?
And no, Annette, he didn't have a wife.
Oh, Annette.
Well, his wife was there, but it wasn't. It was a net. Troublemaker. But the funny part of it was that I bet he had a guide to do that.
Oh yeah.
Right. It was planned. They knew what they were doing. They practiced. They did some mathematics. They found out how far this net needed to be above the ground because he was coming down. I think it was that he said 140 miles an hour, and he lands safely. Well, that's the same thing we talk about in real estate. We want you to land safely. We want you to either get into your new home without any – there's always going to be speed bumps in transactions this size. The beauty is, do you have somebody to help you negotiate those? You have somebody that understands the environment. That's why you need an expert. A negotiator, somebody that's skilled in negotiating. All these really subtle words they use. They understand how to elicit the right emotion at the right time. And famous sayings become famous because they are true. So, and I know that Brent, if he had thought of this, he would have said this. Anyway.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I know you just punting around. But you get what you pay for. Just like a good accountant, good attorney, a good agent will save you money, not cost you money. That is the Real Time Real Estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, P-E-A-R, to 79564. So speaking of professional guidance and a navigator and expert, we're going to talk – well, I don't like using expert because a lot of times – Brent, I know even though you've got 600 years of experience, I don't like expert because as soon as I say that somebody's an expert – people stop listening and they say, I want to poke a hole in his story. And we really want to just give some good counsel. So Brent Humphreys, real estate agent in Carlsbad, California. Although Carlsbad is just kind of central for him. That way you can go up and down. And that's what, 300 miles you can go either way?
300 now, yeah. 300 driving
miles.
A 90.
So if you see him in Tijuana, tell him to push him backwards. Tell him he went a little too far.
I'm not licensed in Tijuana, unfortunately. But no, driving electric is great. I have listings right now in 3 counties, and it's wonderful. You just get there and do your business and go.
Buzz all over the place.
Yep.
good stuff. Okay, so we're going to talk real estate and people being litigious.
Yeah.
So let's we got to get some. Are you seeing a lot of lawsuits from real estate right now?
Well, I'm not personally seeing any lawsuits, nor have I.
Well,
but
I
know
probably
that there's
see a bunch of them just from.
I just want to clarify that, you know.
Well, no,
oh, yeah.
I mean, what ends up happening is people like yourself see probably as many lawsuits or more because you're trying to correct a problem that somebody else got into.
Right, yeah.
Right, because there's a lot of people that are out there. I'm going to full disclosure. I've got a real estate license, and I don't believe that I would be qualified today to go and write a real estate contract for somebody.
Hmm.
Right, because I've never done it. Just because I have a license doesn't mean I can do it.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
So
industry practice is very different from what you take on the real estate exam.
Right.
Very, very different.
So just because you have the license, and I'll be honest with you, when I look at agents coming in here, I go to an industry website that tells me how much business the agent has done. I want to know, are they talking about it or are they really doing it? And that's why we're talking to Brent today. So give me some idea, not because you're not talking about it, but you do it. You do both.
Right. Yeah.
Right. You're qualified to educate because of results.
Correct.
So give us a couple ideas of what we need to be thinking about here.
Well, first of all, I've broken it down. I've got 5 ways to protect a seller and 5 ways to protect a buyer. And so just me putting some notes together last night when I got off the island. First thing
Fantasy
for protecting.
Island.
Yeah, what's that?
Fantasy Island.
No, the plane. I was teased in elementary school. The plane. Aren't you the guy on that show? And it was height. I had not seen the show. I watched it and I realized why people were making fun of me. But that's fine. God bless
you. The plane was the plane.
Yeah, you do it. You do it pretty well, Ron. I don't know. No, but first of all, just think about this.
I was just following him when I was laying down, though.
Very good. That's a good one. If you think about this, real estate is cyclical. And so the prices go up and the prices go down. Generally, when the prices are going up, everybody is happy and well and smiling and sleeping well. But when the prices are going down, if you were a buyer who just entered the market and purchased and closed on something, you sometimes might have reasons to think, gosh, did I really want this property? Was this the right one? And people have actually looked for reasons to sue their realtor.
Sure.
And the brokerage. And what often comes down in a lawsuit related to a seller is non-disclosure. So the first point I would say is full disclosure. Now, you're thinking, okay, I'm not going to invite him back. I'm going to invite this guest in to talk about, how to protect yourself. Full disclosure. But it's more than that. Full disclosure means it's like the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Sure.
I would say disclose unto others as you would have them disclose unto you. If it's something you feel is important in a home's history that would affect whether you would buy the property or not, disclose it. I've had sellers, it was just a small leak. We got it. It's a leak. We've got to disclose that. And I've had a number of situations where I said, look, if I have knowledge of it, I have to disclose it. Let's just get it out there. Let people know the what, when, where, how, and why, the timing of it. I just closed
so
the home.
You need both of it, Danny. Really, because in my world, or not my world, but my thought process, I would generally say, something, if my house had a leak and I fixed it and hired a professional, not me doing it myself, but hired a professional, so some reputation and some contractor, whatever. And I'd say, boy, if I'm buying a house, I wouldn't care if there's a leak because I would expect that there's going to be maintenance and wear and tear on a property, but that's not so when you come to the contract.
Correct.
Right? So I can get in trouble because I did what I believed was right, but you can protect me because you know what the law says.
Sure, and
required.
Right, and you can use additional forms. So one form will say, has there ever been a leak or anything that you fixed in the home? Any ongoing maintenance that you've taken care of? That's one. But there are additional forms that talk about, was there any water intrusion in the home? When did it happen? Why? Insurance claims. This is a big one. You can, when you purchase a property, unless you're purchasing from the original owner who would have recollection of whether he or she had filed an insurance claim, you might have somebody that bought a property that's never had an insurance claim and would check no on a document, but there may have been a catastrophic claim from the prior owner. And that's why you need to contact LexisNexis, the owner of the Clue Report, Comprehensive Loss Underwriters Exchange. You order a Clue Report on a property. Think of it like when you're buying, can I say an actual name like Carfax? Can I say that?
Sure.
Okay.
No.
So you're buying
no
a used car. Okay. And you check Carfax, you run the VIN and you see if the prior owner, if anybody had an accident. As best as I can see it, the analogy would be that a Clue Report, again, Comprehensive Loss Underwriters Exchange, is a national database of insurance providers and any claims on a property. And years ago, I had a transaction where I was representing the buyer on an REO, real estate owned, a foreclosure. Bank had no idea what happened there. But before we closed, my buyer had the opportunity to look at a Clue Report, and there was a catastrophic fire claim on the property. No one knew because they rebuilt it perfectly. But the Clue Report showed you. That report is free. It used to cost $19. It's now free.
Well, either way, it's pretty much free, right? I mean, $19, and when you're talking about buying a $300,000-$500,000 home, I call that free. Well, we're going to talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio.
discussing your real estate current events and the financial market. Brent Humphries is in the house chatting about real estate and maybe some of these ways to avoid lawsuits. Well, I'm going to give you an idea of my take on some of the lawsuits and when they're going to start happening even better, bigger and better or more common soon. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about ways to pay for college. And nearly a quarter of seniors regret this Social Security decision. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
UDirect IRA Services has helped thousands of Americans invest their IRA outside of the stock market into real estate, land, private notes, and more to improve their financial future. UDirect IRA is a third-party administrator providing complete and accurate information on self-directed IRAs so you can most of your retirement funds. Educating individual investors and professionals is the cornerstone of UDirect IRA. We have events right here in Southern California geared towards self-directed investing. We also offer webinars, so no matter where you are, you can learn to earn. Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows the character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully one in three American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Siegel Radio. Or anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by the Siegel Lending Team. Yes, indeed, they have all the programs you're looking for. Think about this. Interest rates in the low threes in many instances. No lender fees on almost every loan, not just the VA loans. And if you're out shopping for a home, any kind of a conforming loan, the conforming or high balance, can be underwritten before you ever get in your real estate professional's car. That way you get rid of the loan contingency. Think about that concept. The team has all these products for you. All you need to do is call me, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the right folks. Five ways to pay for college. Number one, start saving early.
Now, if you're a grandparent or hope to be one, or if you're thinking about having children, it's never too early to start saving. College expenses are pretty high right now, and until we get to the point where they can be discharged in bankruptcy, there's nothing to stop them from continuing to increase. No risk. Why not charge the heck out of kids? It's just the way the policies work. Evaluate and liquidate assets saving early. Don't panic. Before you looking at alternative forms of debt to student loans, in other words, assuming much of the debt yourself, look at other assets you can use to defray the cost. Again, the 529 plans are a good option for you. Minimize loans. Everything you can possibly do to minimize loans is good. You got to get that FAFSA done. A couple weeks ago, we talked about the FAFSA, and it is the starting place for almost all loans, scholarships, FAFSA, F-A-F-S-A, free application for federal student aid. Even though it says federal student aid, the schools all use it as a general form. Again, I spoke to you earlier about unlocking equity out of your real estate. Think about that. New home loan could possibly get you the money you need, either through a home equity line of credit or, better yet, just a straight refinance. Think about it. These are some of the ways to pay for college. Again, the Mortgage Minute brought to you again by the Siegel Lending Team. Call me at 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to put you in touch with somebody at the team to see if you qualify. And maybe, yeah, get you out in Brent's new Tesla. Go look at a new house if that makes sense for you as well. So continuing our conversation, Brent Humphreys is in the house. We've been talking about full disclosures and some ways to help the seller to avoid a lawsuit. And Brent, I'm going to just throw this out there, let you expand on it or maybe share an alternate opinion. When real estate is going up, and actually when anything, but really we're talking about real estate today, as the prices continue to go up, I suggest that that's not going to be the major litigation time. So if you've got a house that's going up 10% a year, the seller's happy, the buyer gets into a house, his house goes up 10%, he becomes happy. The seller bought a new house that went up 10%, he's happy. Everyone's happy. It's like musical chairs. In 2003, 2004, 2005, you had all these really weird loans, and some of them they had good intention, but the idea was there was some poor application of the loan products. But people didn't care because the properties were going up, they were selling, they were taking money out of the property, they were going and buying a car, a boat, great vacations, they'd sell another property, they'd buy it, the whole circle. In 2009, when the music stopped and the properties weren't going up 10% a year, they go back to Mr. Realtor and say, hey, my property didn't go up 10%. It's your fault.
Right.
And I think that's right now properties are appreciating. There's not a lot of inventory on the market. So people are out there, I really want that house. Or I'm not going to sell it to you until you pay me a little more money. And right. When that music stops again, and it does all the time, because you said earlier, and you're accurate completely. It's real estate is cyclical.
And you were accurate on the 2009 story too.
Right?
That was a horrible year.
Right. I mean, lawyers made boatloads of money on people saying, you know, coming up with a reason why a poor decision was made.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to the business channels now. Did you lose money on your 401k? Well, you shouldn't have invested it the way you were. Right? I mean, you made the ultimate decision. What are your thoughts?
On the 401k?
No, I mean, as far as on real estate and when we're going to have the next big, big boom on lawsuits. Really, so now's the time to cover yourself.
Well, I think so. It's anybody's guess what's going to happen with the real estate market. I mean, we had April 2013 to April 2014, where in San County, we're up about 23 to 24%, which was an absolutely wonderful growth year. Since then,
but dangerous, because if it goes up 23 or 24, it'll go down 23 or 24.
Well, at that point, you know, yeah.
No one thinks about that part. They're all excited.
Correct.
Right?
But if it goes up too far, you're going to have no more available pool of buyers because the affordability is just going to be gone.
Right.
I think I don't see that we're going to have a big bubble like we did before because of all the new mortgage protections in place and TRID and everything else. But I do think that we'll have a slowdown and maybe just a little bit of a speed wobbles, you know, maybe up 3%, down 1.5%, then
which
up 4%.
Healthy.
It is. It is. Real estate real estate is not a day trading opportunity.
Right.
I mean, for some it has, and you know, I home flipped for years and did very, very well, except for one. And there's that one that I will always remember. But everything else,
I did really well on the crap table until they sevened out. You know, but
very good.
You keep building up though.
Yeah. I think what will happen is we'll experience a normalized or stable market where
sure.
maybe we'll grow at, you know, 2 to 4% per year. In the last year, nationwide was about 6.2. San Diego was no different. But you raise a good point. When the market's going up, people aren't really thinking. When the market's going down, people are looking for problems. You know, a risk management attorney that I went through a seminar with years ago said, you can do everything right. Or sorry, you can do everything wrong in a transaction and not be sued. You can do everything right and still be sued. And
it
really comes down to, how did you make the client feel? Do they know that you're working hard for them? Now, you raise an interesting point that as the market goes down, there are some people who are, you know, litigious, whether it's real estate or anything else, and, hey, it didn't go up 10% this year, I'm going to sue you. Now, I think that there are forms in place that aren't just a protection for the brokers, but a protection for the buyer, like the market conditions advisory, where we talk about how, I mean, the crystal ball language is not in there, but that's the idea. We don't have a crystal ball.
Sure.
You know, real estate is cyclical. We don't know everything, but this is what's happened. And you would advise your client that you don't know for sure what's going to happen. But if the market were to adjust, is this a great property now that instead of being an investment home would be a wonderful primary residence? And if so, you got a long-term plan where you've carefully advised your client.
And I've shared this story before. I had an accountant, invested himself personally in real estate. And he said, in California, this is going back into the 80s. And it's even ironically enough, it's held through all the way 40 years now practically, is – the worst investment in real estate means you have to hold it an extra 5 years.
That's a good phrase.
Right?
Yeah.
Not necessarily the same if you bought Enron stock, right? I mean, you can still be holding it and it's not going to go up, I promise you. So real estate is a different world. But let's get back to your list. We talked about,
okay.
I think we got to number one.
Okay, so full disclosure. Yeah.
Number
disclose
one.
Disclose unto others as you would have them disclose unto you.
Right.
The next one is exceed the standard of care. So there's a core set of documents in any given state, and then local municipalities, local boards of realtors have additional forms that ask additional questions that are area specific. If you've got access to those, or you know, if those are available, get them. Use additional paperwork. You can apologize, like for in California, we've got like 300 pages in a real estate file. There's even one that I just heard about that it's a signature that says, it's a form that says, by signing below, I agree that I'm the one signing below, right? Like how far do you want to take it?
Exactly.
But forms are there to protect us. And they're not just the CYA for agents. They're a CYA for the buyer and seller, one of which, a great form, is the buyer's inspection elections. 30 to 40 some odd inspections that brokers say, it's a good idea that you get these. So 2 weeks ago, I had a property person came in, they did a physical inspection, and I went on my, you know, soapbox about how just the physical inspector is not the only person you want. Let's look at additional things. And so we did a structural inspection and we found that the home had a cracked slab, pulled up the carpet, nice crack right there. So the structural guy came out and looked at it and measured it and did all that and said, this is non-structural, but isn't it good to know?
Sure.
Because what if the next buyer found out when they called me to sell the property and we discovered it? Oh, shoot, I sold them a home with a cracked slab. So it's good to have full disclosure. If you've got any moisture or anything like that, or you know, mildewy smells or history of leaks, get a mold inspection. It's about $400. Think of what it will save you.
It's amazing. Some of these things are just they're spending a little bit. And I know $400 for a lot of people is a lot of money. I get it. But if you're spending your life savings, whatever that might be, to go and buy a house, $400 might not be a whole lot of money to try and protect yourself, protect your family. We're going to talk more about this with Brent Humphries when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. To reach us anytime, call the off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564.
Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
Celebrate your love of literature at Old Town's Twain Fest, a free festival in Old Town San Diego State Park, where Mark Twain will come alive on Saturday, August 20th. Details at writeoutloudsd.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron's Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by your household board of directors. Yes, that would be your real estate professional, mortgage professional, maybe even a reverse mortgage professional, accountants, CPAs, tax planners, insurance people, credit repair, financial planners, estate planning attorneys. There's so many of them. Yeah, I get confused too, but it's very simple. All you need to do is text ATP to 79564, fill out a 2-minute survey online, and that will get you the board of directors or an introduction to the board of directors for your family. Quarter of seniors regret this Social Security decision. Now, I'm going to share with you, it's kind of being that it ties in with what Brent's been talking about this morning. And that crystal ball and doing unto others. But here's the issue. Quarter of seniors regret one Social Security decision. And I shared this with you before. The understanding of what does FRA mean? And being that many of you may not be at FRA yet, you may not understand it. You may not know what it means. But you might have a grandmother, grandfather, aunt, uncle, mom, dad, who are at full retirement age. That's FRA. Think about it. So nearly a quarter, 23% of surveyed people aged 50 and up regret the age
at which they filed for Social Security benefits. Another 24% of seniors told the National Retirement Institute that their retirement benefits were lower than expected. Lower than respected. Lower than expected.
Damn!
So here's what all of that boils down to for you. And I don't want to get too much into the woods with this. I will share with you, if you want to know the numbers, I'd be happy to put you in touch with the folks that really understand this. But yes, you can take your Social Security at age 62. That means you're going to get a lower number than if you take your Social Security at age 70, which is the maximum that you're going to get, maximum age benefit. So at age 62, as compared to full retirement, you're going to see a 25% reduction in your benefit. Age 70 will give you a 132% boost in your payment or your payout. Think about that. Now, the question becomes the big issue, and this is the one that very few people have an answer to. At what age will you pass on? Because most of us don't have a crystal ball, so we don't know that answer. And that's where the issue comes up. If you want to, again, I don't sell these services. I can put you in touch with the right people that do understand this very, very clearly, and they can do an analysis for you and give you some guidance. Again, just text ATP to 79564. These people are part of your household board of directors. Continuing our conversation this morning, Brent Humphries is in the house. We are chatting about some of the items to help mitigate, like that word, Brent, minimize your lawsuit risk. Just a thought there.
Mitigate the litigate.
And it gets too many eights for me. So unless it's hard eight, playing the crap table, and then go back a different story.
All these gambling references. I don't know. I think you need to check in somewhere.
That was AA. That wasn't. that's another joke there. Okay. Full disclosure was number one on these ideas. Then we went exceed the standard of care was number two on Brent's top five list. Let's get to number three.
So number three is order third-party reports from reputable providers. In California, thank you, we have a statutory document called the Natural Hazard Zone Disclosure. Years ago, the nicest people you could ever dare meet, honest as all get out, were selling their home. And in the disclosures, they told me what they thought the Melrose taxes were each month. And they put down what they thought they were paying. And I contacted a company, Property ID, based out of Los Angeles. I've been using them for years, insured to $20 million. That's not a commercial, but this is why I use them, because I don't want to go with the cheap guys that are $59.95. I'd rather pay the $120 and know that I've got the Cadillac, because this is what leads to litigation.
Sure.
They should give me a free report for that. Yeah. But Property ID came along, and they had the page for the Melrose, and there was a whole different bond that the seller was paying that they just simply forgot about because it was on the tax bill. Well, the moment that we had the buyer receive the statutory document and sign off, we had a quick conversation with the seller, and we amended the disclosures to say, missed one. Having that safety net to fall back on, where there's a company insured to $20 million that's going and doing the research for you and guaranteeing it, can be very, very helpful, particularly if you've misdisclosed something. The next one would be use a seller listing input checklist. This is so important. I mean, the number one complaint against realtors in the country, Ron, is that they failed to keep the client informed. This isn't just about who showed the home and whether they're following up on showings and whether the flyer box is full and whether, you know, the photos are professional. But this is educating the seller on it's almost like what to expect when you're expecting, what to expect when you're selling. Years ago,
Tell me that with name.
The seller listing input checklist. That's what we call it in our area. It could vary. We call it the SLIC, and it's a SLIC tool. Years ago, Jason and Suzanne, repeat clients, I've worked with them, you know, to this day, wonderful, got together with them on our first transaction, and I gave them the seller listing input checklist. And it's two or three pages of actual detailed questions that over the years, good attorneys have compiled that say, this is what sellers should be thinking about. Ever had something where someone's asking you questions and it jogs your memory?
Sure.
So one of them, that's the right answer, by the way.
Okay.
Are you aware of whether whether your mortgage has a prepayment penalty? Because if there was a prepayment penalty and the seller got it, and they're selling at $800,000, you got them an $800,000 offer, and they think they're going to net $800,000, they're really netting $780,000 if there's a $20,000 prepayment. And in this case, with Jason and Suzanne, that was the very case. And so we said, wait a minute, let's contact. Okay, so the prepayment's up in 4 months. Let's put it on this summer and not now.
Sure.
And so it saved my client $20,000. And there are many other things in the listing input checklist. The key is to educate your client on what to expect. If it's customary in your market that the seller is going to pay for termite, why not get a termite inspection now? Last year, my client Billy, he had inherited a property. We were going to put it on, and the buyer asked for a termite report. A termite clearance. And I said, before we respond to that offer, let's get this termite inspection and find out what we're looking at. Well, in Billy's case, it was about $6,800 for a tenting. So what do? We send a counter offer, $6,800 higher. The buyer thought they got a free termite, which they did, but it influenced what price my seller would go under contract with. So everybody won. So just keeping your eyes wide open to everything that's going to be involved, that's going to hit the pocketbook, very, very important. And then finally, cross-qualify buyers with seller's preferred lender. Now, you obviously really understand the value of this. I love to call it the seller's gatekeeper.
Sure.
You get a bunch of offers on a property, and you think someone's well-qualified, but you've never heard of the lender, and you don't know. It's a husband and wife. The wife took on a few extra, overtime hours waitressing, a month before, where they're trying to get that income up for their debt-to-income ratio. The second set of eyes looks at it, the gatekeeper, screens the offer at no cost to the buyer or seller and no obligation, and looks and says, Susie's only been waitressing an extra 15 hours a week for the last 3 weeks. Other than that, this has not been her income. They're not going to qualify for this home, even though the letter says that they do.
Sure.
Wouldn't you like to know that now before you're in escrow and packing? That's big.
Yeah, those are all seriously important issues. And, we've talked about this before on the program that some of the numbers are very, very simple. You can actually just go in and, when you're looking at doing the approvals, the pre-approvals, sometimes those numbers, it's the old garbage in, garbage out.
Sure.
Right? So, and if people are using the strategies that we've talked about on the broadcast in the past, where you're actually pricing your property low and trying to create a bidding frenzy, and say you've priced your property at, you've got a real estate professional came in and said your property's value is about $800,000. And you said, okay, we're going to list it at $725 and just create a bidding frenzy. Now the buyer comes in with a letter saying, okay, I'm pre-approved for $725. And you go and start negotiating and you get the property, the price up to $825 because of this bidding frenzy. But you select the offer for somebody that can't qualify that high. They can't afford that extra $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you've got that cross-qualification done, then you're working with somebody that can actually – because nobody really cares about listing properties.
No.
Right? Because you don't want to have your house set up as a museum for very long, I promise.
A museum, I love that.
Right? who wants to have their house set up as a museum? You want your house, make that decision to list, you really just want it sold, right? From somebody that can actually close the transaction because
Correct. You
did it for some reason to move on with your life. That's just the whole issue there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? Great information. I love the idea of that seller's listing input checklist.
Because beautiful.
One of the things that you can tell from somebody that's been in real estate or in any industry for a long time, my belief, I guess, is they have a lot of checklists. And it's not because they don't know what they're doing. It's because they do know what they're doing and they don't want to miss something.
Correct.
They don't want to leave things for chance.
Right.
Right? So you have this seller's listing input checklist. It's not because you don't know all those things and you haven't done them a million times before. It's you want to, okay, I want to make sure we get every last I dotted, T crossed, and obvious. Well, listen, Brent, we got a problem.
What's that?
We didn't get to the buyer's list, so we're going to have to save that for next time, and we're going to ask you to make sure you set your first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Montego Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, even Brent, give me a call anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
In the middle of a street, a house. CN Radio, 1700.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name.